flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Steve Coonan, happy Friday. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you today?
Doing well. Looking forward to these playoff games this weekend. Sad, I guess, because, you know, Mike and I were saying we get two this weekend, we get the Super Bowl, and then
we got to wait.
The sadness sets in.
We got to wait. Yeah. But outside of that, we were talking about the Hawks. Mike and I both disappointed and upset about the performance last night.
Sad.
Mike said he wanted answers from you, so be prepared. I am more curious to ask you about, you know, the injury to Jaylen last night, and he leaves, and you're like, is it more serious? Can you give us an update as to anything that you know as of right now? Because I know a lot of Hawks fans were concerned last night.
No, I mean, I'm concerned, but I don't have an update for you today.
Okay. Because I know people were asking, hey, well, you guys asked Steve Coonan. We did.
Right.
And hopefully he's available tomorrow as we take on Toronto.
Steve knows nothing. He joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Steve, we're just saying, look, I get it over the course of 82. They're not all going to be pretty, but that's tough. That's only the second road win for the Raptors last night. And it just seems like, man, we do have a tendency to, we can beat the elites, but we also seem to play down to our competition.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mystery. Saturday night, we were flying high. We just beat Boston.
Mm.
And then the last two nights have obviously not been the results that we were looking for. And I can't really put my finger on it, and I wish I could, but I think that's both the brilliance and the mystery of sports.
Steve, we were talking about the results of the All-Star voting, and we know, you know, it's not done per se, but are we making this more complicated? I know the league laid it out to the CEOs and the presidents and everybody involved, but are we making this more complicated than it needs to be with the new All-Star format?
Well, I think the problem is that there are 9 really, really All-Star quality point guards in the Eastern Conference. I mean, I'm more than happy to list them, but it's competition. And, you know, we knew Trey wasn't going to be a starter when we saw the popular vote, but, you know, there's a lot of really good point guards, and, you know, you see Ball out of Charlotte who, people are talking about great numbers, fan voting leader, but didn't make it, you know, so far. So we'll see. We'll see. As far as what the game's going to be like, I really don't know. I mean, I love All-Star Weekend. I think it's a blast. They're trying to make it something that is obviously more competitive after last year's 365-point display. You know, and all it is an exhibition. So we'll see. We'll see. I really don't know. I'm really full of answers today, aren't I?
Yeah, man. I mean, how about this, Steve? Since we've done the carrot on a stick with the play-in tournament, how about we offer $5,000 for taking a charge in the All-Star game?
Yeah. I'll bring that up at the next meeting.
I'm being a wise and everybody. I mean, it does seem like all the All-Star games, with the exception of Major League Baseball, because you still got to hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, and that proof is in the pudding. And those guys, just it comes down to pitcher versus hitter. It just seems like everybody else, the NFL has gone to, I've given up. I could care less about a flag football game. The NHL, same thing. It just seems like, how do you appeal to this, you know, is it generational? Is the tune out because of, you know, is younger audience not into it? How do you tailor it, I guess, is the question.
I don't think it's an audience issue. I think it's an injury issue. You know, I mean, again, look at Jalen goes up for a rebound and immediately heads to the back. And so a lot of these guys, absolutely, they don't want to get hurt and they don't want to be embarrassed or showed up. So the best way you can play is let everybody score. So the rookie game has a little bit more intensity. So we'll see what happens. And trust me, this is not out of a lack of ideas. We've come up with hundreds of ideas, and the NBA is always putting out ideas, most of them that you poo-poo, Mr. Bell. So hopefully this one's a winner.
Steve, what is the NBA thinking? I heard Adam Silver talk about they're exploring a separate European league. Can you expound on this and why?
Well, why is because the game is an absolute global game, and the NBA is the highest quality of basketball. And I think the idea is to, you know, continue to develop players and around the world, and a European league that could be, again, another feeder system to the NBA could be really, really powerful. But also think about it, you know, in a World Cup, Olympics, what if 20 years from now NBA China played NBA Europe for the global NBA Cup? So I'm very excited about these kind of things. You know, when you looked at the Olympics last year, the highlight event, some of the highest TV ratings were the last two international basketball games, U.S. versus Serbia, U.S. versus France. I mean, phenomenal. And you've got so many French players, including our own Zachary Risacher, who, by the way, I think his injury shows how valuable he already is to our team since, you know, he's been out. We've had some tougher times and a lot of inside scoring and a deficit of rebounds. So I do think that it's a global game, and I do think it's going to expand around the world. And we have NBA Africa, we have NBA China, and now exploring in Europe, which has really become a hotbed of basketball.
Right. Of course, the NFL moving down to South America this year. Now Brazil said they want another game down there. They're going to Berlin. Falcons may be the Berlin team this year, by the way, because the Colts home schedule, and the Colts are the team designated for that Berlin game. So we'll see. Speaking of the NFL, Steve Cooney was a TV executive before he became a big shot.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
The Hawks. Steve, you think it's the NFL, and you know the brand building. Is it great because of I'm not talking about Kelsey's girlfriend and all that, but a three-peat, something historic. Is that something you think if the behind closed doors at Park Avenue, the NFL would like to see the Chiefs there?
I think the NFL would be very happy with any of the teams that are left. Probably the least exciting is Philadelphia.
Huh.
You know, you've got Washington that a rookie is attempting to do something that's never been done in the history of the NFL, and that's, you know, to go to a Super Bowl and lead their team to a Super Bowl. I think the results of rookie quarterbacks in conference championships is pretty weak. You've got Buffalo or Kansas City who have the two of the marquee quarterbacks. I know Kansas City is being accused of getting Jordan rules or playing by a different set of rules. So I don't think Roger Goodell sits up there at 280 Park Avenue and goes, let's go for a three-peat. We'll sell more t-shirts. I don't think that happens. I think the competition, but dynasties are people love them and people love to hate them. And so, I'm really curious. Have y'all done your picks yet?
Yeah, man. We're all going with a road dog. So that means we like the Commanders and we do like Buffalo. It's almost like with Buffalo, like if not now, when? But you just kind of feel like at the end of the day, we'll have the Eagles and the Chiefs and we'll have a rematch from 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's probably right. But, you know, there is some new blood there.
Yeah.
I was stunned by the way Washington and Daniels in particular played against Detroit. But if you remember in an SEC championship when he was with an undermanned LSU team that Georgia played in the SEC, he put up 35 points when this was the best defense. This was a historic defense, which has now turned into the Philadelphia Eagles defense.
Right. Hey, man, well, we got you here. We were talking yesterday. Braves made a minor move. It's a nice move. Jerickson Profar is a nice piece. But the Braves' entire salary for this year, I mean, all the contracts added up, everything, doesn't even add up to what Soto is going to make with the Yankees, which is kind of crazy. If you're talking the life of the contracts, not talking just 1 year. The Dodgers, I mean, they can get in the luxury tax and it doesn't mean anything. Does your spidey business sense tell you at some point, Steve, we're going to have a major strike or lockout with baseball because this business model isn't tenable to have all the stars on one team on the West Coast?
I think you have to have a salary, a real salary cap with teeth in it. We do. I mean, and now it's one of the most vexing things, and this is my 11th season doing radio with you guys, and I love doing it. And one of the things we're accused of is nobody ever wants to go into the tax. Well, in our league, the tax has become so punitive. First apron, second apron, complex. I don't know why we have to wear aprons if we're spending too much money, but that's another story for another day. But it's to avoid this happening. And, you know, the Dodgers will have $1 billion worth of revenue this year. And I'll bet you the Tampa Bay Rays won't have $100 million. So how do you compete?
You can't. You just can't.
You can't.
No. And even if you do, there's a shelf, there's a ceiling for how far I think, you know, you can get. Everybody always talks about every now and then, oh, the Royals won, or, you know, a lesser tier market is able to compete. But it's so far few in between. It's so rare. I'm with you. You can't. Steve, before we let you go, I'm curious, not mentioning names because we don't want to get you in trouble, but there is a particular player that's very unhappy right now down south in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about it on the show. And I only say this to say that for our Hawks, we've not had a situation where we've had to deal with anything like this, where, you know, we have a disgruntled player or star and the front office is trying to deal with this and you're trying to deal with it. And I'm just curious, like, for me, it feels like a no-win situation for the Miami Heat. Again, not mentioning the player because we don't want you to get in trouble. But, you know, when these situations come about, does it ever make you guys think, all right, what would we do? How would we handle this?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. I'm not sure we've had a player wear the opponent's colors for shoes and hair, you know, and also have a history of those kind of things. But, you know, you do have players and you do have agents who feel that they're not getting enough, court time, who say they'd like to be traded. It's not alien in the NBA at all to have players feel this way. It's just unique to have such an aggressive public stance.
Mm, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
But it's not a foreign thing.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hope we don't have this issue, by the way, because I don't.
Yeah, we've got enough on our own right. plate. No, we don't need this issue.
All right, Steve. Who do you like going to Super Bowl before we let you go? Who do you like?
You know, I don't know. I just don't know how you stop Kansas City. They're 16-17-2 right. or 1 with their starters. Yeah. They just find a way to win. I really love watching Josh Allen play. I'm really excited about that game. And I think Philadelphia's defense is really stout. What we don't know is what Jalen Hurts' health is.
Yeah.
And I think that's everything in the game, because if they can load the box and try to stop Saquon, maybe Washington, but I'm going with the repeat, which right. if you remember was, I think that was like 38-35.
It was a good game.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, Hurts had that fumble, which kind of gave the Chiefs life in the first half of the game. True.
Right. It was going to be like 28-7 in the first half, and then he fumbled. And the Chiefs, once again, were trailing by 10 and came back to win. So I think you got to give them the crown till somebody takes it. And so far, nobody's been able to take it.
For more picks, call 1-800-COONAN. He never loses.
Steve Coonan, have a great weekend. Thank you so much. Hawks tomorrow, Toronto at home, guys. Hopefully we can rebound. Pardon the pun. Thanks again, Steve.
Take care, guys.
Bye. All right. Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO. Mm-hmm.